Hi, it's Corey. This is the first time I'm leaving you a voicemail, and I'm kind of nervous. I know that you're hearing from me sooner than you probably expected to, since we just ended our date like 2 hours ago. But, I really couldn't stop thinking about you. I know I should probably be playing hard to get or something, but that's just not how I do things. There are no mind games here. sorry, I don't know why I'm getting all shy. I just wanted you to know that I have really enjoyed our time together so far. Like, really. You're so sweet and caring. I also truly enjoy our intellectual discussions. And you're also side-splittingly hilarious. Like, for real, I saw the waiter giving us major side eye when you made that joke about your boss. It's all my fault, really. I was the one who couldn't contain her laughter. Goodness. I hadn't giggled like a schoolgirl in a while, so that was very much appreciated. But, yeah, these past two dates have been truly amazing. And I really, really can't wait for our third one. Sorry if that's a little bold, as you probably know, the third date is, pretty special. I think you know why that is. I hope I don't have to explain why. I mean, in all seriousness though, we really don't have to do anything you're uncomfortable with. It's just that I'm kind of hoping that you'd be willing to take things to that next level. With me? I recall the topic of sex came up before, and I do remember you saying that you prefer being more dominant in bed, and that you wanted to know the kinds of things I like. It's a shame we couldn't really go in detail, but we were in public and eating at a really nice place after all. But my mind keeps racing with all these scenes and scenarios and questions. Like, what does he mean by that? Is he kinky? Whoa, what would his BDSM test results look like? Does he want me to call him a title? If so, what? Like, sir? Daddy? Master? Personally, I'm partial to Daddy, but I'd call you whatever you wanted me to. I'm curious about the things you'd want to do with me, or to me. One scenario that runs through my mind is you tying me down to the bed and playing with me however you see fit. I really like that. I also wonder whether you'd use your hands or a toy on me. Either way, I really wouldn't mind. What if you use your mouth on me? Oh, I don't know how long I'd last with your tongue on my clit. I think I'd come within a few minutes of that. But speaking of coming, are you the kind of dom that would edge me until I couldn't take it anymore? And beg desperately for your permission to come? Goodness, just imagining your stern voice telling me to be a good girl and be patient is so hot. I'd listen, and I'd do my best to hold my orgasm and stay right on the edge for you. Alternatively, you could overstim me until I'd have tears streaming down my face, and I'd be screaming your name, begging you to stop. Would you like that image? My makeup all smudged, and my eyes rolled back in pure ecstasy. Maybe a little drool escaping from my lips. I would be very happy to be put in either scenario. Maybe you would do one after the other, if you were feeling particularly mean one night. I say mean, but let's be real, I'd absolutely love that. I'd be ruined. Such a brainless mess, all combed out for you. God, that sounds great right now. I also hope you'd be open to trying pet play out. just because I look really cute with the collar on. It's pink. But for you, I'll wear any color collar you want. I don't care, so long as I'm your cute little house pet. And oh my, would I be such a good little pet for you? I'd listen, and I'd obey, and do as you tell me. And you could parade me around with a leash, and I'd happily crawl behind you. I'd be such a good pet for you, I promise. But the thing I wonder most is whether you think of these things too. Gosh, I hope you do. I really, really hope you do. I also wonder what your own fantasies might be. I hope to learn every single one of them, and I want to explore them all with you. I know this is a little forward and unexpected, and I'm very sorry if this was a little overwhelming. I just really like you, and I'm very excited to share. And after you gave me the green light to do so during dinner, I decided to take it and run. But hopefully you'll feel comfortable enough to share the things you like with me too. I look forward to hearing about them. Oh gosh, this voicemail is getting so long. I'm so sorry about that. Let's plan our next date soon. I'll talk to you then. Bye.